This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 169, and our topic of discussion is the importance of self-care in the middle of your chaotic life. How are you guys doing today? I hope you guys are putting extra intent on it because you already know that's what we have to do in order to make this day work for us. So put a smile on your pretty, pretty, pretty face. Did I say pretty? Because you know you're pretty, right? Put a smile on your pretty face and make this day work for you. Walk it out how you're supposed to, baby. I do want to take the time to send some love across the land to my daddy, my pops, Herbert Johnson. His birthday is today, so enjoy your bingo, your golf, whatever it is that you desire to do today to celebrate your 53rd year on earth. Love you much. Many blessings. Mwah. I don't need to tell y'all that life can make you insane in the freaking membrane. Yes. Yes, I just took a snippet from Cypress Hill. If you are younger than about 29, 27, you probably don't know who Cypress Hill is, but it used to be this little goofy sounding song, I guess I should say, because if you are a diehard Cypress Hill fan, which I am not, I don't want you to take offense to that, but they used to have this song called Insane in the Membrane, but life can be like that. Life can make you insane in the membrane, and it's a necessity that you find some peace of mind. And I believe a part of finding a peace of mind in the commotion and the mayhem that can come on your journey is by knowing that self-care is important, because in order for you to find the solution, in order for you to come across or maneuver through this upheaval on your journey, to maneuver through it as a victor instead of a victim, you got to be willing to take care of yourself. So this is why I wanted to talk about that, because I believe, especially for girls and women, sometimes when we get caught up in all the mess that goes on our journey, the first thing that goes out the window is taking care of you, which it doesn't make sense. But I think it's very interesting that so many of us do it. Like, okay, I ain't gonna worry about me. I'm just gonna get all this stuff here done. And then you're trying to figure out why you have acne all over your face, or why you're just extra bloated, or why your edges are falling out, or why you keep crying when you should be, you know, having moments of laughter or whatever. Taking care of yourself is the most important thing you can do in the midst of chaos. So I just want to share three little self-care things that I do. I'm not a master at this stuff, if you will, but I do. I have opened up my palate. Some things weren't always a part of my regimen. And some things, you know, I've introduced in the last maybe 7 years or so. But that doesn't mean that I'm still a master at it. But I do believe that they do have power when you engage in them and when you do it consciously. You know, everything is about making a conscious effort, because we already know unconsciously we easily go back to the robotic behaviors and the robotic habits that we have. And if they are unhealthy to you getting the success that you want, then I challenge you to make a conscious effort to try something new. So here's the first thing that I want to share, which is exercise, and specifically stretching, yoga, if you will, is such a powerful form of exercise. If you have something that you already do that you like, go for it. I am so not the exercise guru. You don't even really hear me bring up exercise a lot on my podcast because this is not a fitness podcast. I do believe in exercise. I engage in exercise weekly. And, you know, between 3 and 5 days a week. You know, I know it probably could be better according to other gurus and, you know, amongst, you know, the world. But I'm just being honest and letting you know where I am. Either way, exercise is important to self-care. And as I said before, I just really want to focus on stretching and breathing and yoga. It helped me. Like, just allowing myself to chillax in a way that wasn't like, you know, an elliptical or a bike or, you know, it's nothing wrong with those things. I really do like those things. I like, you know, jogging around the track and things of that sort. But when I get to the stretching part of things and when I'm stretching and I'm doing the mini, you know, the beginner's yoga that I know, it really does give me that moment of really that's the best word I got for you. It's the sound. It's that thing that I think is highly important, and you need that moment right there when you're in the midst of commotion and chaos. So that's one self-care tip that I wanted to share with you. The second one, I actually talked about briefly in a previous podcast. I want to say like last week or week before last or whatever, but affirmations, but I'm coupling it with visualization as well. I believe this is like the PB&J to self-care. There are different things, but they make a dynamic combo. Of course, affirmations is the speaking over your life, speaking intentionally, understanding the vibrancy of your words. And visualization is just the mental image connection, the imagery that you connect with and visualizing it. I also like to look at visualization as a long intentional daydream, if you will, because I believe daydreaming is good for your health. You know, it has a fantasy appeal to it. And I think half of life becomes better managed and coped with when you can embrace the fantasy and even more turn that fantasy into a reality. That's the power of visualization to me. And for those of you who maybe have never tried it or never entertained the thought, I would like to challenge you once again to just, you know, Google or Bing or whatever search engine you use, information on it and see if there's something out there that may appeal to you to help you just zone in on yourself, help you zone in on who you are and the things that you're trying to accomplish. Even though you got a lot of stuff that you're dealing with in your current state or in your present state, because I'm sure you still have goals to achieve, even though you got a lot of mayhem going on. I'm sure you still have things you desire to do, even though you got a lot of BS coming your way. So you don't lose that just because you're having to take a quick detour because there's, you know, road work ahead for the next 50 miles on your journey. You just still gotta stay connected to yourself, and taking care of yourself is a big part of that connection. The third thing that I want to share with you is meditation. I am not Russell Simmons in this area once again, but I think it's a very powerful act. Meditation is different from prayer for those of you who may be wondering. Some of you, I'm sure, knew that, and some of you maybe had the question. So if you do, prayer and meditation are different things. Meditation is the practice of stillness, basically. You are in a deliberate examination of a contemplation. Like, that was a lot, right? Like, that was a lot. But anyway, you're being still. And if you're like me, you got a whole bunch of orangutans in your head telling you stuff that you need to do, stuff you should have got done, stuff you need, stuff that, you know, you need to fold and you need to start cooking. And all the stuff. And the point of meditation is for you to have a moment to get still, because I think for a lot of girls and women, we feel like the busier we are in trying to orchestrate or organize the chaos, it seems like we're getting somewhere, when really the most significant thing that we can do is be still. And I know that hurt a lot of y'all feelings. Be still. What? I got too much work to do. Be still. And so this is why I brought up meditation. For me, I like to listen to meditating type of music or chakra type music. Things where it can help me focus in, rather it be on my breath or on the music that I hear. Because if not, it's like I immediately start to run away with my orangutans in my head. And I got to get them to quiet down. So music helps assist me to be still and to focus in more. I am not big on folding my legs. I can't stand it. It makes my leg go numb. I don't know what's going on. So I don't really do the whole pose thing. But I will sit, you know, sit down, you know, straight up with my legs, you know, straight out and my hands in my lap. That works for me. You know, now I don't know, you know, some people may feel like, oh, you're doing it totally wrong. I'm just saying what works for me. And I'm saying that because I want you to understand you don't have to try to be perfect. You have to find the recipe and the formulas that work for you. But I would challenge you to be open-minded to the idea of trying meditation in the sense of just becoming still and appreciating stillness in your life, especially in the midst of chaos, because sometimes trying to organize that chaos makes it even worse. That's all I'm saying. So those were the three things that I wanted to share with you. Hopefully it may spark or pique your interest to dig deeper so that you can start to find a peace of mind in the midst of the chaos, a sense of balance and clarity in the midst of your chaos. And please understand, when I say balance, I'm not talking about normally what most of us may think, which is perfectionism or that perfectly balanced scale thing. I don't believe that's what balance is in the human experience. I think we're more like the acrobats that you would see in Cirque du Soleil. You know, they can fold themselves in all these crazy ways, but yet they're balanced to gravity. You know what I'm saying? Like they haven't failed. You know, they haven't or haven't fallen. I'm sorry. They haven't fallen. And so even though they're looking like a pretzel, they're holding it together. That's what I feel balance is in the human experience. So don't go for perfection or blemish free. It's about you holding it together without truly falling and losing everything of the commotion that you may be having on this journey. I pray for you, you pray for me. Because at the end of the day, the objective is to maneuver through this commotion and mayhem successfully so that we can come out on the other side as victors instead of victims. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to anijohnson.com/S169 and leave me your thoughts. Or you can share them over on facebook.com/AniKJ420. I want to hear what you have to say. I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to Girl to Woman podcast. I pray that I am offering you some value, some inspiration. And feel free to share this with a friend who may also need to hear it. For those of you who are listening to me on iTunes or Google Play, because I am on Google Play now for all my Android users, whoop whoop, please leave me a review of your feedback about the podcast and how I can better serve you. I would truly appreciate it more than you know. Until we talk again, know that you are awesome even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.